Housing 36. This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures continue, but otherwise, it's a pretty good forecast for the next few days. Mostly sunny. Cool for March today with a high temperature up to about 64. Mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn tomorrow morning down to 38. Tomorrow the recovery begins with sunshine, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
A video out of Mobile is causing an uproar on social media. Libs of TikTok is the social media account that posted the video. The video shows a man dressed as a woman dancing provocatively within feet of young children. One child even held up money for the dancer. The Oyster City Brewing Company did confirm that they are the restaurant where the drag show occurred and told 1819 News reporter Erica Thomas that they do it once a month on Sundays as part of their family-friendly drag brunch. House Majority Leader Scott Stadhagen offered a bill last year in the state legislative session that would have banned such sexualized performances from being done in front of minors. Stadhagen says he will now be reintroducing that bill this year. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Additional charges have been issued against a North Alabama man who is accused of murdering a harvest man. Kyle Luter is now being charged with sexual torture of that murder victim. The victim is identified as Derek Wells. Both men knew each other. Luter is currently being held without bond in the Madison County Jail. An explosion at a home in Adger has put two people in the hospital. The explosion is believed to be gas-related, according to WVTM News. The victims are a man and his grandson. Both suffered significant burn injuries. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl plank starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, If you were told timeshares are a great investment or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Westlake Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to News and Views in the Afternoon, as we call it online, Joey Clark Live. I'm your host, Joey. We have my trusty sidekick, but we have many names for him because...
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy. He's my rotten soul. He's my sweet cheese. My good time boy.
We have Eddie in the house. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing good, Joey. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You look well rested.
Actually, I had a great time.
Excellent.
And slept quite well up there in Boston.
Did you leave your hat up there?
Leave my hat? No. Why?
I just saw you had a new hat. I thought maybe
this is his place.
New. Well, I mean, different hat.
See, you got to get better with the jokes. You got to get better with the jokes.
Thought you might have met a lovely lady in Boston who kept your hat. But what was I thinking? Anyway,
welcome to the show, everybody. Weight room, Eddie. Okay. That's what I'm going to tell you and everybody else. Get ready. Weight room.
All right.
Come at me hard.
Okay. You going to get in there too with me, Chubbs?
Chubbs.
Somebody was talking about bragging they were growing into a 2XL shirt the other day. It wasn't
me. Yeah.
Chubbs.
I'm not worried about it. I'm in a good mood. I'll eat what I want. I'll look how I want. I'll say what I want.
Because you're a man, baby.
And I don't care about your stupid little criticism because it's not just you. And it's not just my own inner voice. By the way, I saw a thing with Dan Soder, the comedian, saying on Rogan, saying, I wish my inner voice, my inner hating voice, was that of Cat Williams. Oh, Joey, you'll never amount to anything. You schmuck. Look at yourself in the mirror.
That dude can do Cat Williams like nobody's business.
But I don't care about your criticism.
Okay, good.
My criticism. Or everybody's criticism, because we have gone mad in this country. Just a little few days off of not having to look at the cycle with the same intensity I normally do for the show. And then checking in, I'm like, yeah, we're insane. We're losing our minds.
Well, plus, you got to do some flying, so you got to really play with the insanity of people.
Yeah, luckily, I didn't have any problems with weird passengers. Everybody was fine.
The plane didn't drop suddenly in altitude or anything like that?
No, we'll get to that story later. Thank God. Yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, well, there were moments where there was a quick drop, not a bad one.
Right.
But your stomach goes, oh,
but those you kind of are used to.
Yeah. Are you the type of guy, if it's a bad like plane flight, you start...
No.
Screaming like a little girl.
No, I'm so convinced this is it. Anytime something happens, I just start going, oh, this is it. That's how it happens. I guess this is where.
Yeah, well, so did anything happen in the news while I was gone?
Nothing grandioso here local.
Yeah, right.
That's for sure.
Well, school choice has passed.
I did see that. And I was really surprised that the governor was pushing that as hard as she did. I thought it was kind of
I'm
a fake
very
push.
Happy that
I
they
thought
got
it was a fake push.
Thought it was a fake push.
Yeah, I really did.
Like it was a feint.
Yep.
And then she's coming in with the left.
Yep.
Sugar, watch out.
Here comes Buttercup.
I got a mean left hook. Granny knows how to throw down.
I was glad to see that. Glad to see that.
Ain't that right, miss it.
How's our gambling bill, though? Do you know where we're at with that?
I think the Senate passed their version. They're going to go to conference, see if they can negotiate. And we'll see. I don't know. The Senate version actually is a lot more slimmed down and, to me, makes a lot more sense.
Are they going to
It sort of settles the current existing local amendments.
Right.
It brings the lottery,
which
most people want. And it doesn't give full-on gaming casinos to anybody else. And it says the governor with the Porch Creek can do a compact.
So they're going to have a powwow?
So, yeah, they can, as far as the Senate's concerned, well, they're pseudo-sovereigns.
Crisscross applesauce.
And let's see Alabama get our cut. We're fine with it.
What about our cut, Joey? The Alabamians' cut. How about
you're not going to get anything.
I just want you to lift the burden off of me.
You are one pathetic loser.
I want them to lift the burden off.
How much you win in Vegas?
Win?
Yeah.
The most I've ever won was like a couple $100.
This is what I mean. By the way, on the plane flight up, yeah. I listened to Norm MacDonald's book.
Oh, how was it?
And he said it's this crazy, hilarious.
All over the place?
But a little insane. There's one point. Well, I'll give it away. He says, oh, Adam Egan, I've come up with plan A. I'm broke. I only have $7,000 in my name. But the casinos don't know that. And I have about $1 million in credit with all of them. So what we're going to do, and you have to, you know, you have to win $2 million to earn $1 million with that credit. We're going to go there. I'm feeling hot. I'm only going to bet on sports games. I really know. And if I don't, win the money,
right.
If I lose it all, I've got 60 milligrams of Dilaudid, and I'm done with this world. And I'm going to see God and be like, look, God, I stole from some of the worst men on earth before I went out, so you should thank me. So is that, you ready for your Dilaudid shot?
Not yet. Close, but not yet.
Right. Crazy, crazy book. And so much that went on in Boston, but, you know, I wrote a little something because... Yeah. There was a big political theater moment, I guess, while I was gone.
Did you participate, or did you watch from afar?
What?
The political theater.
No, I just watched in my buddy's basement.
Ah.
Like, we were playing music, and then, the State of the Union.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Dude, did you watch the State of the Union, Joey?
Well, how about I just read this?
Okay.
And I want to start, though, with a quote. When we are born, we cry that we are come to this great stage of fools. King Lear. You know anything about King Lear?
I know that quote. Did I read it a few minutes ago?
Oh, look. They're dumping tea in the harbor, I thought to myself, my head aching a bit from the previous night's revelry. It was midday Friday last, the day after the lighting of the great American stage for the State of the Union and the usual GOP rebuttal. Why are they immediately pulling those tea crates back on board the ship, I chuckled, overlooking Boston Harbor at the tea ships. I don't think that's how the Sons of Liberty did it. At least they actually got their tea wet. When you're an Alabamian visiting old friends in Boston, eating, drinking, and seeing the sights is what you do. But when you also have to watch yet another State of the Union on your first night at a new town, you especially drink. Mm. If President Biden is allowed a bump to boost his speeches, I should at least be forgiven for privately indulging in a little beer and wine. Okay, lots of beer and wine to endure the same while trying to stay sane. The beer and wine flowed so well, in fact, Eddie, that I genuinely thought Alabama Senator Katie Britt's rebuttal was just fantastic. Captivating, some might even say.
Yes, I might say that.
In my stewed state of mind, something about seeing Montgomery, Alabama at the top left of the screen had this Auburn grad rooting for my hometown senator like a bammer. Then I woke up the next morning. What a headache. The reaction to both Biden and Britt seemed more scripted and contrived than either of their speeches, like dogs bred to bay at the smell of chicken skin and peanut butter. Peanut butter? Peanut butter. You know what I'm talking about. Dogs love that stuff. Even after reading and watching her speech in a much clearer state of mind the next day, I still thought Britt was spot on. Whereas the reaction to her speech was what I found particularly unhinged and performative. The flippancy with which people dismissed the decades-old problem of sex trafficking while being so swift to condemn Britt as a hypocrite should be astounding. But it's not surprising whatsoever. Hypocrisy! 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 It's America's favorite throwaway insult.
Yep.
Hey, we're all hypocrites, folks. If anything was organic about the reaction, it's that a fractured American body politic is fated to fits of rage and madness. Americans would shout down a thunderstorm with mockery and taunts if they thought it would help their political cause. From high-level politicians to the lowliest members of the crowd, when politically-minded Americans now try to engage one another, we tend to fail. Yes, I suppose I'm part of that failure, too, addicted to the latest hot takes in political media, even while I'm supposed to be experiencing a new city with old friends. As we approached Boston Harbor, I did manage to pull my attention away from my phone. That's when I noticed the tourists and costumed reenactors throwing tethered tea crates into the water, only to retrieve them seconds later with a quick pull of a firmly attached rope. There it was, the Boston Tea Party, the colony's inaugural insurrectionary act, pardon me, protest against the British yoke, now reduced to a harmless, charming little reenactment. All that boiled blood, that spirit of danger, rebellion, tar and feather treason from 1773 has been wrung out of the event by now. It is a faded memory, a well-worn history museum suitable for grade school and golden years. But sadly, it's not just the Boston Tea Party that has become a low-resolution imitation of the real thing. So, too, have State of the Union addresses, opposition party rebuttals, and corporate media reactions. American history has been transformed into a series of tattered and tired phrases. It's not that Americans don't believe in American exceptionalism. They're just tired of going through the motions and hearing the same tired lines over and over again. Exceptionalism ain't exceptional when reduced to hollow cliche. Allusions to America's most historic moments are ensnared to serve as mere stagecraft as the nation's symbols and rituals come to wane in practical significance the further they diverge from current reality. In 2024 America, politics is stricken with two kinds of paper-thin reenactments, the kind the old put on to remember themselves before they inevitably lose out to time, and the kind the young play to pretend they are ready to replace their forebears. Yet, something about our shared American legacy has grown stale, lost between generations. It's as though we are suffering from a collective bout of madness and senility, forgetting ourselves and giving into cynical and suspicious moods. In regards to Brit's debut on the national stage, what a tragedy that the American kitchen table is no longer a wholesome symbol of hearth and home, but must be uncharitably sneered at as a sign of patriarchy, privilege, and pandering. What a shame to see a successful young mother and professional like Brit, yes, even if she is prone to a bit of dramatics and sibilance, but it's a shame to see Brit cavalierly called a bitch on national TV for cheap laughs to program the masses. That said, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Katie Britt, take your pick. Anyone who seriously seeks the political limelight knows what they're in for. Being spoofed on SNL is just part of the process. They do not need my defense or anyone else's against the slings and arrows of the political arena. Plus, the mockery just raises their profiles. All publicity is good publicity. Mm-hmm. But I do grow tired of seeing old and young turn demented on this great American stage of fools. It's not just kings who go mad. It's not just King Lear, but entire nations. If America is going to survive its collective madness in 2024 without letting her inheritance be torn to shreds, I suspect we must go through a humbling crucible, the likes of which we have never seen, never witnessed in American history. Cheap reenactments and allusions to the past can only do so much. Eventually, Americans will have to remove their historic tethers and get their tea wet again. So that's how Boston was. 272-9228. This is what I mean. Just a little time away from doing this job.
Yeah.
Me included. I'm not blaming everybody else. We're all going a little nuts the more we watch this stuff, the more we engage with this stuff.
Now you see why I go to Jamaica a couple times.
See why you do.
Yeah.
How's Marvin doing?
He's wonderful. Just sent me a great message over the weekend. I'll be seeing him real soon. But that's why. I mean, it's just... And it was crazy before, but like I've noticed through you and Dan and Greg, living this lifestyle every single day, absorbing every bit of this news, dude, that takes a toll.
Right.
I mean, I do it halfway and I have to turn it off because it takes a toll on you. It kills your mental.
And I sometimes mess up, but I try to hold on to this idea that even for the most part, there are always some exceptions that prove the rule, but for the most part, I don't care if you're a Democrat, progressive, if you fancy yourself an anarcho-communist, or if you're an establishment rhino. By the way, who's more of a Republican, Katie Britt or the people that just bitch about her?
Thank you.
So if you don't like what the Republican leadership's like, maybe you're not a Republican. So the rhino name never made sense to me. But it's just like we've gone mad. And I try, at the end of the day, to remember, even when I'm criticizing somebody, that's a person.
It's a person.
That actually the way we survive this madness and survive this fight over power is we get to know one another as, for lack of a better term, children of God. Of course, again, I mess up on that. I get frustrated as much as the next guy. But if we're going to win, just stop it. It's not going to be some grand conquest because you vanquished everybody who disagrees with you. If you want that, you're going to have rivers of blood. And nobody needs to hearken and hope for that. If we're going to win, whatever that means, it's going to take all types.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it goes in the direction I dream of. That I hope my vision that I share with millions of other Americans continues forward. But damn, we seem to be losing some basic decency. Well, it's all Trump's fault. The only reason we're not decent is Trump's fault. Like, man, you're describing to that guy a lot of power. How about this? Let's hit a break.
All right.
More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to call in on the program. All reactions are welcome to anything that's been going on in the news the last few days. But first, let's go to the first caller of the show, Red Top. Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Joey, interesting situation. You actually went into the Eastern time zone and didn't have to move your clock back once you crossed over because you're 2 days in the same time.
Well, it eventually, but when I woke up Sunday, I'm like, oh, I feel 2 hours ahead now. So I finally got that hour back once I flew from Atlanta to Montgomery. But yeah, you're exactly right. What a strange experience.
That's a very unusual phenomenon. I never thought about that. So I was thinking yesterday, man, this guy really cheated the time zone in a way. Now, you didn't go for the libertarian debate. Is that what your trip was for?
No. I was supposed to do that, Red Top, and that's when I got COVID. And the day I was supposed to do it, I was in bed all day.
Oh, and what was the date of that?
That was in late February.
Damn, I knew it was about to come.
Yeah, I feel awful about it, but there was just no way I could do it.
Well, who hosted it, or did they postpone it to a
Actually,
later
I think that Laura, the wonderful woman who invited me, co-hosted it with somebody else, and I apologize to them because I can't help getting sick. That just was all, but the reason I went on this trip is just to see old friends. They lived here in Montgomery. Sean, the fella there, was my roommate for 2 years here in Montgomery, and it was just great seeing him. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Wow, and I know Boston is probably a hell of a town. That's one of the big cities I haven't
We ate, drank, and were merry, man. And, it was great food, great drink. And I actually drove a little out of town, had some New Haven-style Connecticut pizza. I think that's the best pizza I've ever had. Like, dude.
Yeah.
And now I want to strangle you.
Yeah, it was a pepperoni and a white clam, and oh, my goodness. Yeah. And then we kept driving.
Crispy on the bottom.
Went up to Salem and started bar hopping in Salem, and then went to some high-end place there at the bar and sat and sipped a cocktail.
Kept me at pizza.
Yeah, no, Salem's one place I have to stay away from, being born on the 13th.
Yeah, I can see your luck going sideways there.
Yes, or epileptic. Oh, they would have burned my ass at the stake for that, too. They were just looking to cook people at that particular time. I want to know what the cocktail combination was that it took to make you think Katy Prince's response was wonderful. It must have been a hell of a mixture.
No, it was just beer and wine. No, I genuinely was like, I was buzzed. I mean, I remember the speech. And before, I was yelling at Biden. But I don't know. I think I just kind of got caught up in the moment. Like I said, it's like, oh, it's from Montgomery. Like, get it. And also, I'm used to her. I'll put it that way.
Yes. And, Joey, she was excellent on your program. I don't know if you got a chance to watch her with Shannon Brain yesterday. She was excellent.
Yeah, we've got that clip coming up. No, I think she's going to be around a while. Is she establishment, for lack of a better word? Sure. I think that's fair.
Oh, yeah.
A
little bit.
And I definitely have my disagreements with her on, say, like foreign policy. But, she's probably going to be senator here for the rest of my life, if I'm just honest.
I will agree with that, but they missed their chance. I want John Kennedy to give the damn response. That's all I got to say.
That's a good one.
Damn it.
John Kennedy.
It would be one for the century.
Yeah, it would.
Well, and I was a little torn because the word was of the populace, and the populace ripped Katie Britt a new one.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Vivek to give the response, and that would have been awesome to see.
That'd have been a...
Oh, yeah. Now, the Republican Party ain't got the balls to do neither one of those.
Nice term you use there. It's fitting.
Well, it's very much the truth. They lack that in general. That's why they got so many women running and being successful because the men ain't got.
And speaking of that, Caroline Dobson will be on the show at 1:00.
Awesome.
Well, good. I'm glad, and of course, I'm still working at Dick Brubaker's house.
Oh yeah. Good guy.
Such nice folks. These people in their age group, Joey, they got a couple kids. They worked their ass off, and then they got to take these kids out to do their activities for 2 or 3 hours after school every day. Yep. These people are well out. So, kudos to all the parents that work and be such wonderful parents to their kids. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it, Red Top. Again, 272-9228 if you want to join the show like Red Top just did. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. Man, those folks are just fantastic. Absolutely. I've never heard a negative word about them. And all I hear is, like, praise. They're that good.
Yes, they are, Joe.
They show up on time. They know what they're doing.
They're very professional.
Hey, and, it's getting a little warmer.
Yeah.
Up there in Boston was a fall spring. Like a Saturday was pretty good.
I thought this was too, but...
No, I think it's full on with all this pollen and...
Man, pollen.
Like the lawn outside the house, in my house, it needs to like be cut at this point.
And we got skeeters.
And that means, mosquitoes.
We got them. I saw them this weekend. We got skeeters.
It means termites.
Oh, yeah.
It means fire ants. Yeah. They're all going to come back with a vengeance.
Red mounds.
And unlike me, where my vengeance will be success, their vengeance is going to be taking it out on you and your property.
Exactly.
So why not have Pest Pro Services come and take out those vengeful little pests? And if you ask them, they'll give you a free termite inspection and estimate.
Such
you might as well get the treatment done, folks, because homeowners insurance doesn't cover treatment or damage. Treatment is much less expensive than termite damage.
So true.
So call them today. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team of hers that Joey and Eddie on the radio sent you. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures continue, but otherwise, it's a pretty good forecast for the next few days. Mostly sunny, cool for March today with a high temperature up to about 64. Mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn tomorrow morning down to 38. Tomorrow, the recovery begins with sunshine, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor loader and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
afternoon. I'm Joe. He's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
And Sam was just commenting on the live stream. Again, Joey Clark Live on YouTube or at the Joey Clark on the X platform.
Right, right.
The old Twitter. But Sam was just commenting, and I agree with him. Sam said, RFK Jr. released a rebuttal. It's on YouTube. Yes, I agree that that happened. I watched it, Sam.
You say it's good, huh?
I thought it was the best of the night. I thought it was better than Biden. I thought it was better than Katie. I thought... Now, RFK, it wasn't like he was giving it live.
Right.
It was pre-produced. Right. So that adds an advantage.
Sure.
But, daggum, what a speech.
I thought... Go back and check that out.
He laid out the problems with this country in a beautiful way. The merger of state and corporate power, of essentially this uniparty,
mm-hmm.
and the consequences. Be one thing if we have this elite, this uniparty, this merger of state and corporate power, and if the results were great, we might be like, hey.
So be it.
Yeah.
It's for the best.
Yeah. Like, who am I? I'm not trying to run things. Right. Like, but life's good. He pointed out something like, when his uncle, JFK, was president, 6% of Americans were obese. It's now 60%.
Yeah.
Or no, it wasn't just obese, it was chronic diseases. It's our health is worse. The working class, especially in the middle class, are just getting destroyed by inflation.
Just getting squeezed out, man.
Again and again and again. Not to mention all the folks that have come back with limbs lost or the folks who never even came back.
Mm-hmm.
For what point? And right. That's why veterans support a lot of folks, like they did Ron Paul for the longest time. I think this message RFK Jr. is putting out is going to resonate. And I've been wondering, is this the year of new media, in particular podcasts? RFK Jr. seems to think so. In the same way his uncle, JFK, took advantage of TV, he thinks he can take advantage of these new platforms.
It's definitely gaining. I mean, we've talked about the numbers before, where the audience is.
Right.
But how many people are watching it and
really digesting it?
Yeah. Yeah, instead of just watching it, you know?
I mean, that's just going to be always a problem, unfortunately.
And how many of them are watching it thinking, I can't really trust this because I don't know. This is not ABC. This is not NBC. This is a Joe Rogan.
Well, I think folks need to just get over that and realize you probably can't trust anything exactly.
Well, I think...
You shouldn't trust everything, like, blindly.
But a lot of
people
are
going to... Maybe other than God himself.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to learn it, though, when they go, they watch it enough. Hey, this guy, you know what? He's been nailing on the head for quite a while now.
Right.
While these other legacy media is just getting it wrong.
Well, here's actually, it's not his rebuttal, but this is a clip that came out, started making the rounds today. This is RFK Jr. giving a little history lesson about America. There's a very conservative, where I play this, host in Iowa, Steve Daggs. I'm not always, again, 100% in agreement with Steve, but I think he's a brilliant guy, and he's got a great sense of America.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that of all the speeches, the most presidential, and he hadn't seen it in decades, was RFK Jr. It was, for lack of a better word, presidential. And so here's RFK Jr. giving a little history lesson on the founders. Let's see if it holds up to that presidential mantle.
Freedom of speech, you know, Hamilton, Madison, Adams said that they put freedom of speech in the First Amendment of the Constitution because all of the other rights depended on it. A government that has the capacity to silence its opponents has the power to commit any kind of atrocity. And we saw during COVID that, you know, beginning around in late January, early February, the government began actively promoting the censorship of speech on the social media. And that was something new in the American experience. And I just won a case against President Biden because of what he did during that period, Biden versus Kennedy, which is now about to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. But as soon as they figured out that we were going to put up with that, that there was no uproar in the media, they did go after all of the other rights in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They closed down every business in this country with no due process, no just compensation in violation of the Fifth Amendment. They went after the other two planks of the First Amendment, which were the first one after freedom of speech, the freedom of worship. They shut down every church in our country. Again, with no scientific citation, no environmental impact statement, no due process, no public hearings, no notice and comment rulemaking, all of the safeguards of the democratic process that I've sued for 40 years. I've litigated on those issues when government and agencies and corporations failed to go through that process. And in this case, there was nothing you could do about it because it was all protected by Operation Warp Speed.
Well, and I think the one thing about RFK Jr. is his voice. And it's a shame. The man essentially had a brain injury, and it used to be. Can you imagine this, Eddie? That he used to have this booming voice, apparently.
He's a great communicator.
And he loses it. And he really couldn't talk at all. And
it
was a brain injury, so it was like a neurological thing. So he said he went to doctors in Japan, and it was like a piece of metal they put across his vocal cords to make him work. And they were like, he was awake as they're doing it. So they're like, because they wanted his approval. It's like, do you want it to sound like this right there or this right here? And he landed on that, and he's gotten stronger and better with more therapies.
It's come a long way.
Man, that's going to hinder him, I think, with a lot of folks.
I said that when he first started running. I love the guy. I love his ideas. I know he's a Kennedy. I know he's a Democrat.
Right.
But out of all the people that we've listened to so far, he's the most forward-thinking and the most, could be an act, but the most seemed like blue-collar guy that is down with the cause. But unfortunately, his voice, I don't think people can get over that.
Now, one thing that went out when I was in Boston is this little speech. Now, it's like a 15-minute speech on the Senate floor. I'm going to play about 3-4 minutes of it. This is Rand Paul pointing out the latest. We're back to earmarks, Eddie. We're back to pork barrel spending. Isn't that lovely? Yeah. How, you know, the Tea Party Revolution really got in there and... This is why, again, all you folks that constantly are calling people rhinos, maybe considering you're not the real Republicans, that the folks you're criticizing are the real Republicans, that you're not a Republican, and you need to find a different way. Maybe Trump's that way. Maybe RFK Jr.'s that way. Maybe the former Tea Party guys, still Tea Party guys, like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz are the way. But, yeah, this idea, I think the best example is everybody would call, and still do call, Richard Shelby a rhino.
Yep.
Republican in name only.
Yep.
Wait, is some random talk radio caller more of a Republican, or the guy who is literally the top Republican in appropriations in the Senate for decades? Who's more Republican?
It depends.
Come on, guys.
Depends. A lot of people call our governor rhino.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand the term.
If you don't go 100% by my policy, the one that's in my head, then you're not a Republican like me.
So here's Rand Paul. And we're back to the earmarks, even though we had the whole Tea Party phase. But listen to what some of these earmarks actually are.
Recognized.
Really?
Pork barrel spending elicits images of politicos, fists full of cash to be passed out to the special interests. Pork barrel spending sounds bad and smells worse.
Actually, I'm worried people out there in radio land aren't going to be able to hear this because it's only in one channel.
That's why I was wondering, is it coming out in both?
No. Dadgum, and I set it up for all that. But I'll just give the punchline away. Rand Paul points out that one of the earmarks, it's not just like, oh, we want a bridge there. We want a community center here. In, I think, Philly, they literally appropriated money, the Pennsylvania senators, to BDSM sex clubs.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever happened to having an orgy with ropes and whips and chains on your own dime?
Apparently that's a thing of the past.
Man. Well, I guess they're treating government as daddy now.
Yeah.
But really? This is what we're spending money
on?
Dude,
I guarantee you, Joey, if anybody just did a little looking, you would see things like this on the regular.
Oh, all the time.
And that's what's so
absurd stuff. And that's why I was going to play the full clip, but apparently the audio is not going to cooperate. So Audible, let's call it Audible.
All right.
Oh, let's go to Trump. He disagrees with me. Trump seems to think, no, and this is a fun disagreement. Trump seems to think that, no, Biden will be the guy on the ticket.
Yeah.
I think Trump was over the phone.
And I think that's the best Trump because he's real close to the receiver.
I think he just...
And he's like, oh, and, you know, he's the most, I'm the most comfortable and animated when I'm just talking on the phone.
I think he's kind of leading them that way.
Well, and also, it's the thing Vivek said. the more you call them out that they're going to do this, the less they're able
right,
to do
what
it.
I mean. That's what he's doing.
So maybe that's let's listen in. This is
part of the deal.
I think on Squawk Box today, this morning. Let's listen in.
With your vision for this country after watching the State of the Union, how does it differ from what you heard from President Biden, President Trump?
Well, I heard a very angry man who's losing badly in the polls, who's willing to weaponize government like has never taken place in this country. It has taken place in third world countries quite often, actually. And they're willing to use the Justice Department to sue opponents like me, because I'm his only opponent other than life itself. And frankly, you know, I set up a very angry...
Hold on. What did he just...
Laid it out there, Joey.
See, I'm like, well, RFK sounds real presidential. And, you know, we're going mad in this country. And then he says a thing like that. And honestly, I think what's happening, not to get too nerdy here, but in King Lear, it's the story of a king gone mad. He literally swears off all his daughters. All the young people who are up and coming are these climbers and psychopaths and whatever. The only person... Because King Lear just wants to hear flattery. And over the top, or he'll just banish you and wish you're like a barren womb. And like, he's crazy. Wow. He's gone literally crazy in old age. The only person that could tell him the truth is his fool. Because his fool tells him the truth in the terms of jokes. And it seems that's the age we live in. That you can really, the biggest truth tellers are the joke tellers.
Yeah, many of the truths are told in jest, buddy.
Right. What's the old Oscar Wilde line? If you want to tell people the truth, make them laugh or else they'll kill you.
Truth.
But let me back that up real quick. I can't...
Who's willing to weaponize government like has never taken place in this country. It has taken place in third world countries quite often, actually. And they're willing to use the Justice Department to sue opponents like me, because I'm his only opponent other than life itself. And frankly, you know, I saw a very angry and confused man. I assume he's going to be the candidate. I think it probably, maybe, it was a terrible performance, but I think it was probably good enough to get him over the heap, to get him over the, you know, the barrier as to whether or not he's going to be their nominee. I was saying that, you know, for a long time, I find it hard to believe, but I think he probably will, and we'll see what happens. But it was really a speech on division and hate. More than anything else, starts off by talking about Snickers. You don't want to really talk about Snickers, even though it's true.
I don't even...
Where did that come from? Why do I want a Snickers all of a sudden?
You don't want to really talk about Snickers, even though it's true. In fact, they put a little bit less in a bag, but you have more.
Yeah, it is amazing. They're blaming greed. Oh, wait, so do you blame, say, when a plane falls out of the sky, do you blame gravity? Like, it's just, we got more on that later. It's just absurd. But keep going, Mr. President.
Interesting examples of inflation and other things that he was trying to point out. Than that, you have a lot of big league things you can be talking about, like energy prices through the roof and food prices through the roof. But it was probably the worst State of the Union ever made, according to many. That's not according to me.
Not me. I didn't say it.
You know, there are a lot of people saying it. I'm not saying it.
It wasn't me.
But, you know, some people I know. I know David Pecker at the Inquirer, and Ted Cruz's dad helped kill Jack Kennedy. Just ask Bobby Jr.
Just ask him.
Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
All right. Well, so what you're saying is Trump is, he said, he's the only opponent to Joe Biden in life itself.
Yes. Right?
Right.
Is that what you're... and you're saying that's like a bridge too far. No, he's not the only opponent to Joe Biden.
No, I'm saying that every time I feel like I'm fading away for Trump, he pulls me back in with comments like that.
Right. You know, I think Trump... The biggest problem is that when he ad-libs or ad-hocs, you know, some of his statements, they're easily taken, you know, to mean something else. Or, you know, an application of his ego, you know, is able to, you know, be factored into those kinds of comments. I mean, I don't believe that he means that he's so grandiose. You know, he's the only opponent, and life itself is the only thing that exceeds him as Joe Biden's opponent.
No, you know, I was thinking he was saying that.
I think he's saying he's really the only one that's able to stand up to Trump. I mean, to Biden, and I mean, instinctively stand up, and he's probably got a point there.
I thought it was a funny joke. Is like, I'm his only opponent other than life because he's about to die.
Right, that's how I took it.
Yeah, right. Okay. I get that.
I'm like, why so serious, Papa V? And hello to you. It's good to be back.
Good morning. I stay up till late, you know, early, really early in the mornings. And so sometimes I have to really wake up late in the morning, you know, and it's easy to get my clock kind of switched up. But the daylight savings time really did it to me this time.
You and me both.
For heaven's sakes. Well, I'm with that guy from Missouri, that senator that's saying, look, just lock it down. Just lock it right where it is.
Tuberville said the same thing, right? Just
stop,
be done with it.
Well, Benjamin Franklin was a great guy. I liked the guy. You know, he did a lot of good things, but good gracious. We don't need to just do everything Benjamin Franklin wanted us to do.
Now, I'm not interested in French whores.
Really? Something change over the weekend? I mean,
maybe I can be sold, but my baseline is no. This would be immoral. And probably unsanitary.
Yes.
Very unsanitary. But anyway, I don't know. I think, you know, like I said, I think that's a weakness of Trump, though. When he starts blabbering a little bit too much, he's easily taken out. You know, and I hate that stupid line, oh, it's out of context, out of context.
Yeah.
That's just such a BS line. I can't stand it. But in that case, you know, it can be true.
Yeah.
You
know, well, this is all, I don't know if you're at the beginning.
Right.
And I don't know if you're at the beginning of the show. It's one thing that's funny is I had when I woke up the next morning, all these folks writing me paragraphs. How could you think Katie Brew is great? I'm like, good morning to you too. Like, goodness gracious. That was just my take. But one of the biggest things, my takeaway is, like, even when somebody's trying to be sincere in national politics now, can you really take them at face value? Like, it's tough.
It's tough.
It's like they're lying about me, lying about them, lying about me. It's just, it's this back and forth accusation of hypocrisy.
They cry wolf too many times. They've cried wolf too much.
It's just the same thing rehashed over and over again. It's said a different way by somebody different. And you know what it kind of reminds me of is like the old Civil War reenactment that you go through, maybe. You know, it's just dead. It just feels dead. Like, we've got, you know, a broken country. And there's one thing that Marjorie Taylor Greene said that is, it just is so true. We really do need a national divorce. We just can't agree and we cannot get along as much as some of us would like to try to. It might just be kind of over with in some ways, you know?
When it comes to the overt political players, Papa B, it's like different countries. But, you know, having just gone up to, say, like Boston, everyday people are doing everyday people things most of the time.
Of course.
And that's what's a shame is, like, your neighbor, for the most part, unless you're Rand Paul, is not your enemy. And we're trained to think that. And it's just, it's a shame. It's almost like politics is too important, but I don't know how the hell we get out of it. Other than something like a national divorce or some big crisis.
Yes, it's definitely, we're living the matrix, dude. Ain't no doubt about it. Everything you think you know about what the real world is kind of a lie, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, all right, guys, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Bob.
See you,
buddy. TS dropped off. You can always call back, ma'am, if you like. Would love to hear from you. But before we hit this break, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. They're ready to help you men out. And you know, guys, two things affect most men as we mature. Erectile dysfunction. That's no fun. But also low T, low testosterone. And these are not things to deny, put off, be ashamed about. It's not something to ignore. It's not something to wait to get fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. Because there are a lot of guys walking around who have all these awful symptoms, like lack of energy. They're always tired. And not just like physically, like mentally listless, like they're walking through life in a fog, a decrease in their sex drive even. Well, and they just grin and bear it. They're right. Like, well, I just...
That's what men do.
Got to sleep more, maybe. No, it could, guys, could be low T, low testosterone. So have the providers of Montgomery Men's Health conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation, and it'll only be $99. And they have low T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother, brother.
Right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing. Hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from the radio sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Well, it looks like we have TS back on the line, Eddie. Okay, let's go to TS. Hey, TS, how you doing?
I'm well. Hang on a minute. Let me get you on my real phone.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you good.
I know, baby. I wanted to get on a real phone.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm telling you, earlier when you were talking about the radio people couldn't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I was listening to you guys on an old Emerson boombox CD player combo, everything in my garage, and the radio was coming through quite well.
Did you hear the Rand Paul clip?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, sometimes when it's one channel, it doesn't go out over the air. So, but if that's the case, I'll play it. It's a great clip.
Okay. And then the other thing I want to say, maybe I shouldn't say it. Wait. First, I'm glad you had a good Boston trip. Mm-hmm. Second, a lot of us Trumpers were voting for him because we're older and we don't know what to do, per se. I would love for a, like, young Trumper to come up in the troops.
Like Vivek Ramaswamy?
Well, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
But I just, what are we supposed to do in